The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for staying with us for... We've been doing this now for a very long time, it feels like, but also it doesn't because I feel so connected to Pete. You are listening to The Dating Show, and this is where we explore each other's past and we learn something new about Pete every week and myself. But when Pete, when he shares, it's when I just fall in love with him a little bit more than I already am.
Yeah, thank you. I am an oversharer. What's our topic this week?
Exes.
Exes is the topic this week. We did have a guest who was supposed to feature, but she's cancelled for the second time.
Unfortunately,
we don't give third chances, so she can fuck herself.
No, we don't give third chances.
Hey ho, what can you do? But on the plus side,
yeah, go on.
See what that does mean.
Oh, I know what that means. So yeah, when I heard there was a cancellation station, I got more excited because I thought, I just get an hour of Pete now, just me and you.
So effectively, if you are listening and you were hoping for a guest, you haven't fucking got one.
No.
You have got Cece and I, and to be perfectly honest with you, what could be better than that?
I've got a question for you though. Well, go on then.
Might have an answer.
All right. So to keep it just short and sweet, how many people have you ever given a third chance to?
Like, no one.
In any situation, do you think is acceptable to give someone a third chance?
No.
Because this is quite on topic with exes.
Fuck them.
I'm just saying, fuck them. Okay. But go on, you were going to say something anyway. You're going to be professional. You do you, and then I'll crack on.
So the topic is exes, as we've said, but we also have the weird and wonderful dating news. And because we don't have a guest, which is fucking great, and we've been saying it for 2 weeks now, we are going to do listeners' questions and advice, but we are doing a bumper fucking pack of that.
Bump to bump.
So we've got all of that coming up, but before we do that,
I know what time it is. It's sex book time, but it's made me a little anxious this week because a couple of weeks ago we went so south. I'm still recovering. Last week you went slightly easy and maybe too easy, so this week I just don't know what direction you're going to go in.
I mean, it's this is one that you have to picture.
Right.
Okay. This week's Dating Sex Book with Pete Wicks.
Yeah.
The Dirty Sanchez.
Is it something to do... Oh, do you not just tell me? Fuck it. Just get it out.
So it's when two people...
Go on.
The Dirty Sanchez, when two people, right? You ready for this?
Mm.
Two people have an anal sex.
Mm.
One removes their penis and rubs the residue on the other person's top lip. If you hadn't guessed it, this makes a moustache of shit.
Fuck me.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a Dirty Sanchez.
Fucking hell, you've gone south again. Fuck.
So,
want to explain it again? Okay, go on then.
Straight up the arsehole, bring it out, top lip, as your tash. For anyone watching, this is a real moustache.
I was just about to comment on yours. Do you ever get stuff like, do you ever collect things in your beard or your moustache?
Not anymore because my beard's quite like short. Do you know what I mean?
It's like, what about your tash? Do you ever get anything?
No. No, I don't actually. I tend to keep my beard fairly... I mean, I get tequila in it a lot. Sometimes if you drink it, or red wine, or any wine really, because wine glasses, the way you drink them, you do get a little...
Yeah.
You know, at the top.
Okay. So how do you feel about a Dirty Sanchez then? Is that for you?
I would rather not have shit on my top lip, if I'm honest with you. It's not something that appeals to me. How about you? Are you in sort of... Do you like a shitty top lip?
The preference would be no, but
no.
When I play that game, would you rather, that has come up before, and I have to say, yeah, but the other
have you had a little Dirty Sanchez?
No, I haven't. But you know the game, Would You Rather? It's all about fancy, isn't it? Or lack of fancy. So you try and think of the worst thing, and then you present it to someone like, so would you rather have a dirty Sanchez or would you rather have, I don't know, I can't even remember, but the other one was so bad that I picked a dirty Sanchez.
Okay, so if you are listening, CC isn't, it's not a solid no on a dirty Sanchez, it's a possibility.
Yeah.
If the other thing is really bad.
It was awful. It must have been for me to pick a dirty Sanchez. I would rather not have shit around my face. I'd rather not have shit anywhere, to be fair. Do you know what I mean? I'd just rather it stay where it's meant to stay.
Yeah.
So the fact that I said yes to that meant the people I was playing with, as in the people I discovered in Bali, that's the kind of life I was living.
God, I really want to know what made you want shit on your lip more than something else.
I didn't want it. It's called Would You Rather?
I know,
The
but
difference.
I know, but I prefer to think of the fact that you might want shit on your lip. It makes me.
It was really bad. I kind of know what it is, but I just don't really want to say it. It's just so disgusting. It was basically who can play the game of saying the worst thing. That was the game, not would you rather.
God, I feel like I'd be really good at that.
I was amazing at it. I fucking hands down. Everyone has a different view of me now. They're like, fuck me, Cece. I didn't know you had it in you.
Yeah, I
But
didn't
then
know
I
you
was like,
had
I've
it
been
in
hanging
you.
around with you for too long. That's maybe why.
Exactly. That's what it is. Cece, I didn't know I had it, and you've got a little thing on your lip.
Fucking
Right.
disgusting.
You dirty batch. So that was the Dating Sex Book, Dirty Sanchez, shit on the lip. Next up, we have the weird and wonderful dating news.
Oh, let's crack on with this. Let's crack the fuck on. So, a woman marries a tree in Barking Mad Ceremony. A 37-year-old Kate visits the tree in Rimrose Valley Country Park in Sefton 3 to 5 times a week. She claims that the elder tree is the one because of its earthy energy. After the unforgettable wedding to her wooden soulmate, the mum of two even changed her name to Elder to deepen the connection with her partner. Kate, who has a real-life boyfriend who is accepting of her marriage, said, "People still ask questions and are unsure of my motivations. I get asked, has being married changed your life for the better? Yes, it has. Do you love the tree? Yes, I do. Kate's family and friends fully support her marriage as she has long held a deep connection to the earth. For Kate, trees are like people. They have energy and the capacity to form bonds with things around them." How do you feel? Are you still angry?
Raging.
No, but hang on. I know you're a bit of me in this department. So you like nature, right? And I know that I'm pretty sure you've mentioned that you've hugged a tree before.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you feel?
Oh, completely. Listen, love nature, all
Thank
for
you.
that. You don't fucking marry it though.
No, yeah, I get
I really
that.
love goats. I ain't gonna marry one.
You're not, no, and I understand that. And I'm
And then
not saying like,
actually, if you think about it, a goat would actually make more sense to marry than a tree.
yeah, it would.
But
Yeah.
absolutely, my opinion on this is Kate should just leaf it out.
Fucking hell.
Stop
Jeez.
being, honestly, it's some of these just get fucking ridiculous. What, you don't need to, why do you need to marry a tree? The fact she's got a boyfriend who supports that as well.
Yeah, but how lovely that he accepts her for her, clearly. And also
Or
that.
evidently it means that he can't get anyone else.
Could
But,
be.
you know, at least, you know, so basically he's the bit on the side.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's the affair. He's the mistress.
Probably because her husband, the tree's got, you know, better wood. But either way, I mean, it's stupid.
I get the tree hugging because
Stupid. Just
there
go
are
and just
things
marry your
like,
boyfriend and go and hug the tree.
yeah, I feel the same,
Why
but
are you marrying
I'm
it?
trying to be empathetic towards her needs.
Well, fuck her. It's ridiculous.
Okay, should we move on then?
Oh, it's just some of these get weirder and weirder and more. I can, if you love the tree, great. That's lovely, amazing. I wonder where the tree is actually.
I told you it's in Rimrose Valley Country Park.
No, but I mean, how far is that in comparison to where she is?
Oh yeah, true. Well, she visits 3 to 5 times a week, so it can't be that far, or is it? And she just loves the travel. Don't know.
Yeah, it'd be a lot easier if she was going to marry a tree, which is completely pointless, to marry one that's in her garden, because you
True.
could see it a lot more often.
Do you think she walks there, rides a bike? How do you think she gets there?
I don't know, but I mean, I just don't know. I just.
All right, let's move on then.
Some of these are just getting. I mean, we've had some weird things, but why would you marry a tree? But are these real marriages as well, by the way?
I don't know what.
Can you marry a tree?
I don't know where that you legally stand, but matey boy married. Oh, no, he didn't marry an ashtray, did he? He fucked the ashtray.
Yeah, that completely understand. She's just fucking the tree, but marrying it. I mean, yeah, but, what does that say? Okay. She would rather marry something, a tree, than her boyfriend.
Yeah, but hang on. Are you forgetting who we had as a guest on here who married a fucking sex doll?
Very good point. Very good point. I can't argue with that one. and I thought that Yuri was absolutely nuts before I met him and then decided he's a really nice guy. So maybe Kate is a really nice person, but at the minute she sounds like an absolute sap.
Maybe. Okay. Oh, fucking hell. What? You've got them all coming out today, haven't you? Leafy, sap, wee. Go on. Give us some more weirdness.
It's fucking weird. The next one is not necessarily weird. Well, no, it is weird, but it's weird in a sort of slightly more normal way, just a bit fucked up. I had a funny feeling about a guy I was dating. Turns out he's the father to my child.
Doof, doof, doof.
Yeah, doof, doof, doof.
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 E.
E. Sorry to everyone that listened. I don't know what happened there. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I just don't know what happened. The duff duff sent us. So
duff duff strong though. You got it. Like it, you know, it's been what?
Who doesn't like a strong duff duff?
Who doesn't like a duff duff?
I'm all about the duff duff. Come and have a go on my duff duff.
Duff duff duff.
Duff 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 duff. Duff.
Yeah.
I had a funny feeling about a guy I was dating. Turns out he's a father to my child. A woman started dating a man, but after a while began to have a strange feeling about him. 4 months into their relationship, she realized that the man had actually got her pregnant 4 years prior during a one-night stand. They didn't keep in touch after their previous night of passion, but they recently started dating after meeting at an event. The moment she realised she slept with the man previously was when she went back to his place for the first time. As they pulled up, she instantly remembered the building from where she went back with him 4 years ago. She also says that the block of flats had a very recognisable smell, which took her back to the night 4 years ago. The woman is yet to brave telling the man that he is the father of her child, who he has met once since they started dating.
Fucking hell.
Right. Well,
yeah, there's so many wells to this. Like, clearly she was absolutely fucking wrecked when she slept with him to not be able to remember him.
Well,
the situation.
Sometimes, listen, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. And sometimes, you know, nights of passion from years ago, I have done something similar where I have met someone, not realised that I slept with them. However,
are you serious?
Yeah. However, that changes very good. Like within about 15 minutes, you work that out. Not 4 months. Four months of seeing someone and not knowing that not, because presumably.
Hang on a minute. Let's backtrack a little bit here. Did you forget?
Well, I'm not going to fucking tell you, am I?
So how many times has this happened? Is this a regular thing you're like,
no, this is not about me.
But I'm interested in you. Fuck the story.
But presumably her story, her one night stand, is one that's quite memorable because she's got a fucking child out of it.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Surely over the time that she's had the kid, which who would now be, you know, about three and a bit or whatever.
Yeah.
You'd go, God, I do wonder what the dad was like. Surely you'd remember some part of it.
So do you think, say, for instance, she slept with 10 different men in that month. She's had this baby and she hasn't gone 10 one-night stands and just has chosen to bring the child up alone and hasn't tried to work out who the dad would be. Because if it was just once and just him, it's pretty fucking obvious. But she's got to have slept with quite a few people, right? Because you don't forget that you've completely... Like, I asked you how your weekend was. I'm pretty sure you'd remember if you had sex. Do you know what I mean? And then 4 months later, if you became pregnant, sorry, 4 months, 9 months, whatever, you know, you realise you're pregnant, I'm pretty sure you connect the dots. So it means you would have had to have slept with quite a few people, had quite a few one-night stands to maybe be too embarrassed to go around. I don't know. This is actually juicy.
But yeah, it's very juicy. This sounds like something that it sounds like a shit film.
I thought you were going to say something you would do. I'm like, really? No. That's such a compliment. Thank you.
No. Every time that I've got pregnant, I've always let them know. what is, again, slightly weird about this is that she has obviously realised this, but she still hasn't told him.
I mean, that gets a little strange. Imagine, okay, put yourself in the position. You meet this girl. Does he know he's met? Does he know or he doesn't know?
That doesn't say, I don't think he knows.
How can
because
they both?
Surely, but that's what I mean. I mean, how crap was the sex, maybe? Or how fucked were they?
Remember it. Yeah, I think more fucked than, because you wouldn't remember it. You know, yeah.
For the fact that you've been around her for 4 months, and you haven't connected the dot. Like, I mean,
I think this is fabricated. I don't think it's.
So do I, because surely he's met the kid. So he obviously knows that she's got a kid. Has he not gone? So, you know, like, what's the situation with the dads? You know,
I mean, look, I don't want to judge.
She's gone, oh, it was a one night stand about 4 years ago, blah, blah, blah. There's so many things that would trigger you to remember. So I wonder what actually made her remember that it was him.
She said the smell. She that recognised.
Oh yeah,
smell.
Sorry, yeah, the smell of the flat and going back to his for the first.
Okay,
but surely he would. In 4 months of dating, you're going to ask if the person you're dating has got a kid. You're going to speak about the kid. You're going to ask, and so you know, surely that's a trigger that might, you know, remind someone of saying, in 4 months she's going to know. You're going to know where someone lives roughly. Do you know what I mean?
I reckon she's known all along. I think she's lying. I think she's hunted him down. She's dated him again and wants to introduce him back into her life because she wants a father for a child. I think she's manipulative and being sneaky. That's what I think. Yeah, I don't think that's acceptable. If someone said it to me, I'd be like, it's not acceptable that you have just forgotten massive chunks of like something that is going to change the rest of my life. No, it's not acceptable.
This is why it's probably easier if you just have one night stands with trees, if you ask Kate, because...
or have one night stands but wear a condom. How about that?
Yeah,
how about that? Makes things much easier.
Yeah, no, it does.
And then this problem doesn't arise, you know.
Yeah, you are completely right. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, safe sex,
there we go. Maybe we should do a topic on that.
On safe sex? Oh, God. Imagine some of the stories. So, anyway, right, that was Weird and Wonderful Dating News, and that was a very weird one today. We have someone who's...
fucking odd.
Yeah, dating the father of a kid that he doesn't know, and someone who married a tree. You are listening to The Dating Show on FUBAR Radio with Cece Coleman and me.
And you.
Me?
Fucking fuck yeah to you.
So fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah to you.
Right. Fuck yeah to you.
Fuck yeah to you. You know what, Cece? Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Okay. Should we move on to the topic?
I think we should, yeah.
I like this topic because I think we have very different views on it. Because I think you're like horizontally chilled. I think it's easy for you to be friends with exes if you haven't completely fucked them over, and vice versa. Like, I think it would be easy. Well, actually, maybe it's not. I was gonna say it'd be easier for so your ex meets someone else and they're introduced to you, so you meet the new boyfriend. I would think it's quite easy for you to get on because I think you're very chilled. I don't think you'd be a dick about it. I just think you'd be like, look, it was what it was. But saying that, because, and I know you hate this, but because you're a beautiful man, I imagine that would be a little bit of a threat to the new boyfriend. Does that make sense, what I just said?
Sort of, yeah. Also, I don't know if I mentioned this, but I really like your glasses.
Are you saying this because I just paid you a compliment and now you're trying to deflect? Don't you be deflecting. Let's talk. Go back to you. Thanks for that. By the way, I like my glasses.
Do you have a ring light?
Yeah, they reflect. You can see it, can't you?
I'm just really enjoying it every now and then because every now and then you look like an alien.
There it is.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, and I think to myself, well, because it's round and your glasses are sort of wrapped, it makes me feel like you have six eyes, and I quite like it.
Okay, I'll say it like this now. So please. Back to where we were with the exes. Like,
it makes me feel like I'm drunk. Every time you took, I was like, is my eyes like going blurry? Yeah, listen, I'm friends with a fair few sort of exes, and I mean, I haven't had a lot of exes, but people that I have had
sexual intercourse with.
Yeah, it's been seeing or whatever else. And I think you can be friends with an ex, but I genuinely do. But I do think that it's timing is everything with that.
Well, when you say friends, like, I think it depends what you class as a friend.
Yeah,
are you talking about you know, someone you're going to hang out with on your sofa? Like, if you've already shagged, you know, isn't that a bit weird?
I think that's a different level of friend. I think that's a different level of friend. You can be friends with someone, but you can't be like best fucking friends with someone. I mean, I've got exes that I talk to about their current partners and whatever else, and they'll tell me about that sort of stuff. But I wouldn't say, oh, do you want to come over for fucking Chinese and chill on the sofa? Because I do think you still have, even though it's an ex, a limit as to what is acceptable for you to do.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly.
I do think that, you know, you can talk about stuff and you can be fret pals and you can maybe, you know, meet up for a drink or go for dinner, but I wouldn't put yourself in a position where, because it is a bit weird, you can't sort of just chill at home with a friend.
Because I think I sort of feel the same, but I do have friends who will happily let their partners bring round their ex-girlfriend and they'll sit and watch TV together. You know, they'll go off to work, come home in the evening, and the husband, partner, sat on the couch with their ex-girlfriend, and they're just like, trust, so don't care.
I don't know. I think you can become friends again, but I think there's still a limit to the friendship.
Yeah.
That's kind of my opinion on it. And also, I only really think you can become friends after a period of time of not being in each other's lives. And also, it depends on how you got together and everything else. Like, you know, if you were friends before and then something happened, then you can maybe go back to that and whatever else. If what people tend to do when they split up with people is they do the whole, you know, it hasn't worked out, but you know, it's not you, and like, I still want to be friends. You can't just go from splitting up with someone to being friends.
Yeah.
I feel like there needs to be a period of time of separation before for you both to get over the situation and to move on or whatever else before you can go, oh, actually, do you know what? At one point we did get on really well. We can be friends now because there isn't that feeling there. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you just try and split up with someone and then suddenly become friends again and, you know, we can still hang out as friends. No, you can't, because, you know, a week ago you were hanging out the back of them and now you're just trying to, you know, go for a coffee.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then I don't think it's a real friendship. It's probably something based on, like, we're going to get back together. And
also it's based on the fact that some people, when they split up, but they just, because you're so used to having someone there, people just don't like change, do they? So they don't want to be with someone, but they don't like the fact that someone's not necessarily going to be in their life anymore because that person has been a big part of their life. So then when that big part of their life goes, it's a bit too much of a shock. So if you just keep that person there for a little while, which I think is very unfair.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think I would be, and I already actually know this, I'd be very uncomfortable with, if my ex-boyfriend got a new girlfriend, I would feel like the friendship between me and her, even if he just said, oh, look, this is Cece, you know, like, my friend, because we are friends. Are we really friends? And then who are you really introducing me as? Because the new girlfriend is going to have questions. And I've been in situations before where girls have said to me, has anything happened between you and my boyfriend? And I don't have any friends that I have slept with, right? This is as simple as that. I don't have...
Apart from us, because we fuck a lot.
Apart from us.
Yeah.
Exception. But any other friends I don't have that something's happened with, because it just, to me, it means that there was once a attraction and it makes it awkward. So I can stand on 2 feet very happily and say to the new girlfriend, fucking no, nothing's ever happened. But if something had, firstly, how are we going to lie about it just to make it comfortable for everyone? Or am I meant to say, like, yeah, I did fuck your ex? Like it's just very uncomfortable. And then I think it adds a dynamic or a layer that you is unnecessary and you don't want it and it's uncomfortable for everyone. So you're not really friends with your ex. You're not really friends with the new girlfriend because the emphasis is on the fact that you're an ex.
Yeah.
That's my experience.
So what about if you were dating someone and they were still pals with their ex and they said, I don't know, you were dating someone and they said, oh, you said what you're doing tonight. And so I'm just going for dinner with Susan.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, cool. Yeah, sweet. And obviously, you know, Susan is the ex. Would you be mm-hmm. okay with that?
It really depends on the situation. I've been there. I've actually been out on nights out with an ex and his ex. And what the problem was is they were too familiar or over familiar with each other.
Private jokes.
Little private jokes, more so coming from her. But yeah, like
he kept fingering her. No, no.
Like they kept.
We're just friends.
It was just a bit odd. Like, and the thing is, then it becomes really uncomfortable because you don't know what to say. If you say something, you're the jealous new girlfriend. If you don't say anything, you're lying about the situation. And also, it's not your job to say something. It's for your ex to manage. He should be managing his past and his present and his future. It shouldn't be for me to say, maybe you need to fucking usher her on out. Like this. It was so uncomfortable. And I don't think I really did say anything. It just became a bit of a thing in the relationship. And then obviously there's many other problems, but I think that's the only boyfriend I've had that has had an ex that he's friendly with. And, you know, I don't believe they've ever got back together or anything. I don't want to say too much because then it might become obvious of who it was. But yeah, it was just a little bit uncomfortable.
I see what I find quite funny is that I am quite pally with, you know, exes and people that I have had a love in seeing or whatever else. But when they get a new fella or a new boyfriend, suddenly I don't get, it's like I'm invisible. So they don't speak to mm-hmm. me. I'm followed on social media and all sorts mm-hmm. of weird stuff. And I think, well, that's a bit odd because like we're fine. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing there. And that happens quite a lot. And then when they split up, suddenly it's, oh, how you been?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely fine. How have you been for the past 2 years when you've had a boyfriend? So
yeah.
Let me guess, you're not together now.
Yeah.
Which I find weird because I think if we're friends, then it shouldn't matter. So actually, are you ever actually friends or is it just the comfort of someone there?
Oh, as in, are you ever friends when you're in the relationship? You mean?
No, are you ever friends? Are you ever really friends with an ex or is it just that you've been through so much that you do have, because if you've been in love with someone, right, or you've had love for someone, not necessarily in love, you've had love for someone, for me, I will always have a sort of a love for them.
Yeah.
You know? So actually, is it that you're afraid or is it just the fact that you have a love for someone so you kind of just, you want to make sure they're okay anyway, regardless of there being them feeling? Yeah. Does that make sense?
I'm sure there are situations where it does work out, but I can only go by my own experiences. And when I think of one of my exes who I would still class as a friend because I really care about them and I'd still do fucking anything for them, even though we don't even talk, I can only speak from that angle.
Would you say that he's a friend then?
It's
or would you say it's just someone in your life that was part of your past that you really care about and you would do anything for?
Yeah.
Does that make them a friend? Or does that just make him someone that you really cared about and someone that you still have, you know, not you do still have feelings for, but not in that way, but you do.
Thing of like when you're in love with someone and then you just love them. I'm not in love with that
completely,
person.
Completely, yeah.
I love them because we had a great relationship.
Completely. Yeah, I completely get that.
I think it depends. If you think about relationships when they break down and you've stopped the sexual attraction, so that also makes someone more in the friend department, because if you break up and you're highly attracted to each other still and you broke up for whatever reason, but you know, some people just fall out of love and then they the attraction goes and you become best friends. Like, I've had exes who I've become best friends with. You know, there's no sex involved. It's like, shit, we're just mates now. This is why we shouldn't be together, because it's not what we, well, it's not how it started. So yeah, it's more likely that we would have a friendship. But saying that, there was so much love there, then I would almost feel unfair on their new partner because of knowing what we had and the bond that was created. Because not everyone is friends with their girlfriend or boyfriend. Yeah. Some people have just got girlfriends, and I don't get that. I'm like, no, I have to be friends with them. But some people don't have that. So I would, oh, it's a fucking hard one.
I think it's a tough one. And do you know what? I think there's so many different answers, and you can argue.
You can argue.
You can argue one way or another, but I think it's completely objective.
Yeah.
Completely. It depends on the situation, the context. It depends on the relationship that you had. It depends on the reason you split up. It depends on how long the relationship was for. If someone is dating someone for 2 months, then they split up and then you start dating someone else, but you're still seeing that person. That, to me, you're not really friends. You've only known each other 2 months. Like, this fucking slow the fuck down. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? If it was a long-term, or you've known someone for an amount of time, I think the whole thing is completely, it's to do with context. And I think if you are still going to be friends with your ex, you have to have respect for your current partner or someone you're seeing, to be brutally honest, but also to know that there's got to be boundaries, because that is going to make someone feel uncomfortable.
Well, this is why when you mentioned about...
That's a respect thing, I think, for your new partner.
When you said about people cutting you off, you know, you don't speak, you're their friends and they don't speak to you for 2 years and then suddenly they broke up and they come back again. It is annoying, but also that is, to me, it's just the circle of life. Like, I would be completely more respectful to my current. And on many a time I fucked that up and got it really wrong as well, and like literally cut people off because my partner was so controlling. But I thought I was doing them a favour. But it isn't, it's standing on your own 2 feet, because if you genuinely do have a friend and that person is adding value to your life, your new partner should see that and should also respect that. But if you've got someone who's just, you know, if they're controlling and insecure, then the choice that they're making for you to not talk to your ex is coming from that place, not from a good place.
Yeah. So if you had a new partner and they wasn't happy with you seeing your ex or speaking to your ex or being friends with your ex, what would you do?
I've had this, and it all depends on time. It really does. At one point, my ex was more important than my current.
Right.
So if someone said to me, you can't be friends with your ex, I'd be like, well, fuck you, off you go then.
Yeah, because I mean, I completely, again, I think this whole thing is completely objective. I think that completely depends on the ex, depends on the current person, depends on the situation. But
it's timing. Like, my ex did that to me. So again, I know I've got so many bloody exes, I just don't want to say their names. But I had that where I was number one, and it was feeding my ego as well. Like, you've got to remember what it's doing. When your ex puts you over their new girlfriend, it makes you feel really fucking good. You're like, yeah, I've still got a little bit of power over this situation. Even though you don't want the power and it's not about that, it does feed your ego. So for a long time, I would enjoy the fact that my ex would put me first over his new girlfriend, but that can only last so long. You know, then there becomes a point where I have to like be respectful and disattach myself, as does he, because it's not fair.
Yeah, completely. I find this quite a hard topic, based on the fact that every situation is so different. Do you know what I mean? Mm. There's so many different ways. Unless you're talking about a specific example, it's quite hard to generalize this, because I do think you can be friends with ex, but I think there are so many factors that come into whether that's a possible thing to carry on in a new relationship. Do you know what I mean by that?
Mm, I do. I'm trying to put my head in.
I'll tell you what, let's
shoes.
Let's go less deep, shall we?
Yeah.
What about if you're on a date and someone is constantly talking about their ex?
See,
so let's say first date, second date, third date, whatever else. Do you talk about your exes on dates?
Yeah, I think it's important to. It really fucks me off when people say, oh, it's a subject you can't talk about. Yes, you fucking can, because that person was part of your life.
Yeah.
It depends how you're doing it. Again, from being on 1,001,001 dates myself.
If you're crying saying I love them and I miss them, it's probably...
Yeah, that's a massive sign. But there are, you know, people, you can just tell, and I've walked away from so many dates thinking you're not over your ex. But you got also the other part to it is because I'm such an empathetic person, my error will be that on a date, I might entertain that conversation because I'm like, oh, you want to talk.
By the end of the day, you're telling them to get back with their ex.
Well, no, I'm just therapizing them through it. And that is, I've had to really pull myself back.
Is therapizing a word?
I think therapizes. I don't know about therapizing. Yeah, no, therapizes, yeah.
Is it therapizing? Yeah. Is therapize? I like it if it's
a
word.
I don't think therapizing is, but it's so much easier just to say.
Can we pretend it is?
Oh, yeah, I use it all the time. I don't give a
shit. Oh, I love
everyone
it.
Gets what I mean. So.
Yeah, I'm here. You and your six eyes and the therapizing, I'm here for.
Oh, shit, the eyes are back.
No, please, because I really enjoy it. Because honestly, it looks mental.
Okay.
Because it looks like you've got nine hires. Anyway, I don't like talking about exes. On date, not at the beginning, because I want to find out about that. Like,
but also look I at get your asked, exes. Like,
yeah,
be honest.
I get asked a lot about exes,
of
and I don't.
Do.
I don't like talking because I'm like, they're an ex. So
they're an ex, but and also your exes, like they've all been, you know, publicized, and also they weren't all great, right? Like, exactly. So no wonder you don't want to talk about them. But if someone you met in your 20s who you just adored and maybe taught you what love was, you might bring that up and say, like, yeah, I was in love with an ex and we had a great relationship and, you know,
yeah,
that's it. Like,
oh, yeah, that. But it's when people's like, but then that's maybe that's how I do maybe dating differently is that when you first start dating someone, that's definitely a conversation that you need to have when you get further down the line, these exes and, you know, previous relationships and all that sort of shit. But for first dates and things like that, I like to keep things light. As in, I find it more interesting to work out whether you actually just get on with someone for a couple of dates before we start worrying about what the fucking past is and all that. But because some people get very deep on first dates and second dates and third dates. I don't need to know you've had your heart broken or that you're in love. I don't need to know all of that stuff until I can work out whether I can actually just get on with you. So
see,
when I go on
to know that I
so when
do.
I go on dates with people and it's just like, well, now I've had my heart broken so many times, I've been in love too, and I think, fucking hell, what, like, let's have a tequila and slow down and work out whether or not we can actually just get on in the first place. It's definitely conversations that need to have, but I think people tend to want to give you a full life story, which you can't. You're not going to get, you will always learn from someone for the rest of your life. You're never going to know everything about someone. You don't need to fucking jam it all into a first date.
I agree. And I don't think you need to jam it all in, but you're never, because you're giving your first date version of that situation. So 6 months down the line, way more shit comes out. And that's the fun stuff. But on a first date, I honestly feel it's important. I want to know if someone's had a long-term girlfriend. Because if someone said to me, I've never had a girlfriend.
What difference
before,
would that make though?
Oh, the sex, fucking hell. If someone has a long-term relationship, they're usually just different in the bedroom.
Usually, but not always.
Mostly. The way that they tender to you, the way that they know how to answer their phone, the way, just the relationship stuff that you, it's like if you've never had a friendship, you wouldn't know how to be a great friend. You would just be learning along the way. If you've never had a relationship, you don't know those small things that make big differences, especially to a woman in her 30s. It is a little bit of an expectation because you want to know, like, someone knows how to call you. Someone knows how to answer the phone. Someone knows how to.
But isn't that just down to whether that person's a good person, has respect enough to be able to do them things anyway?
You'd hope so. But there are things. If you've never had a relationship, you're not going to know the things that need to be done. It's so much easier when someone has. You're like, oh, he knows to do this. I don't even have to say.
He knows to treat me how he's treated people before.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, if you go turn up to a job interview, so I'm 36, right? I turn up to a job interview at 36 years old and I say I've never had a job before. They're going to be like, wow, I'm going to have to train her. So this is what the company policy looks like. This is what a job looks like.
Should love be a job though?
It's not, yeah, but you're not, it's, yeah, I agree. It's job. Love isn't a job. That's an emotion, but that's an attachment to a situation. So you can be passionate for your job. You know, you can't teach the passion side. That just comes naturally, but you need to know how to be in a job. And I'm just saying from my experience, dating someone that's never had a relationship is fucking hard work. It's like
probably where I'm going wrong.
You've had relationships, so you get it. No, we know you have. So you will get, there's certain things that women will nag you about. And then when they keep nagging you, there becomes a point where you have to take that on board. It's not a them thing. It can't be that every single girlfriend moans about the same fucking thing. At one point, you have to say, okay, maybe this is a me thing.
It's always a me thing.
It's hard to look at ourselves. When boyfriends say shit to me, I'm like, I don't want to hear that. Fuck you. That's your problem, not mine. But when I hear it from three different boyfriends, you're like, okay, maybe it's a me thing and I need to have a little bit of work on myself.
Oh, it's always a me thing with me. It's always my fault.
Mm. It will be though, because no one wants to say, okay, I put my hands up, I'm jealous. Do you know what? I'm going to blame it on you. I'm going to tell you, you've done this wrong. It's, rather than saying, yeah, that trait, jealousy, it's really hard to admit.
The annoying thing is it probably is my fault. normally. So what about getting back with exes?
I do it every time.
How has that worked out for you?
Terrible. Don't get back with an ex. No. I say that, but... It's situational. I've always done it because I find it hard to let go. I don't like leaving people. I hate goodbyes, even when the fucking handyman leaves my...
Bye, my lover.
Hate it. When you leave me every week, I hate it.
Goodbye, my friend.
Not good at it. Add on a fucking relationship and it's shit. So I always go back. And I also want to make sure, I'm like, just want to make sure that definitely didn't work. But that's to do with my own shit, not with, you know, it being the right relationship.
So you like to cling on. Just hang on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on. Just drain it for everything. Just make sure I've not left anything behind.
Really make sure. And I'll tell you what the problem is
whereas I'm
always
gone.
But then imagine your ex came back and all the things that you'd asked them to change, they change.
And why didn't they do it when you asked them first time?
Oh, exactly. Oh, exactly. Exactly.
I've got back with exes numerous times, trying to make things work and whatever else, and it's never worked because I think it can happen. I think you can get back with an ex once a period of time and development has happened.
Agreed.
But not when people sort of after 3 months, oh, I've changed so much. No, you haven't.
No,
you haven't. But sometimes when you have people, you know, when you hear people and they date when they're younger and then they meet 5 years later and they're completely different.
Love
people
that.
Because they've had a complete, and they've had a completely separate journey where they've gone and done different things and actually realized, fuck.
Yeah.
Now this is the person that I wanted.
I'm
and
ready.
I knew it was there.
It's
exactly.
About being ready.
It's about timing and all that sort of stuff. When people kind of split up and I'm going to work on myself and then 3 months later go, I'm a magical new person. No, you're not. You haven't done anything. You've just pretended to be the person they now want, and that's always going to end in tears anyway.
I always go back because I'm not very good. I like to believe that it can be happy. I like to believe that we can live happily ever after.
But unfortunately, that's the beauty of life, is that doesn't happen. You can't just be happy. Like two people, it's very hard. If you think about it, really, for you to be in a successful long-term relationship with the idea of getting married and spending the rest of your life with someone, how difficult is that to spend the rest of your life with someone and to have that person that you connect with on so many different levels when we're all so completely fucking different?
I couldn't agree more.
So that's why so many relationships fail, because I think people force it. I think people force it, and I think they pretend to be what they think their partner wants in order to keep them there.
But that's, again, about timing and knowing boundaries. And I always say, like, I'm glad I've waited this long, because in my 20s, I didn't know what I wanted.
Yeah.
I just was like, well, I think this works. You just do. You get in it and you figure it out. But with time, you figure out, okay, this is definitely what I don't want. And these are the boundaries, which hopefully means the next person that comes along, you can lay down like who you really are and what you really want. So then that is clear. And then that person has a choice to stay or walk away, not try or pretend and stay in it and try and change because you've told them this is what you want from them or this is how it looks, because we all get very excited and honeymoony at the start.
Yeah, if you're going to change, it should be a natural evolution and change rather than forcing yourself to do so. But you know, which is why CC and I are so glad that we're single in our 30s.
I am. I do know. I know we joke about it, but I couldn't be fucking happier, honestly.
Neither could I.
This is enjoyable. Life is fucking fun. There's so many things you can do. It doesn't have to be all about a person. I have great friends. I have people like you, you know?
Exactly.
Like you said, we touch each other every now and then. Sometimes that's enough.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing wrong with a little nipple sup. So, very strange. That's exes. I think we should...
Let's move on. It's getting on my nerves now.
Yeah, because I don't...
They're exes for a reason.
Exactly. And what I don't want to do is I don't want to miss out on our favourite part of the show, because we've got a bumper pack of listeners' questions and stories, because we're not going to do the Love of the Way You Lie again, our guest cancelled for the second time. I don't know if we mentioned it, but for the second time cancelled 15 minutes before the recording of the show.
That means that
absolutely fine.
On the day of, they didn't turn up. Lovely.
Yeah, which is great. We're not bitter at all. Fucking bitch. So, listeners' questions and stories. But before we do that, I just want to remind everyone that you are listening to The Dating Show with Fubar Radio with CC Coleman and I. We are going to do listeners' questions and stories. But before we do that, if you want to keep up with previous episodes and all that sort of stuff, you can find loads of great... What do they call them? Memes.
I thought you'd say something else then.
And all that sort of shit on Instagram.
The old Instagram account.
Yeah, if you had
a couple of clips here and there.
You know what it is. It's the home, the HQ, the hub of the show, the dating show, which is at the dating underscore show. Right. So, listeners, questions and stories. This is the bumper pack. We're going to try and get through. One story. Well, we're going to try and get through a couple of voice notes and some written bits. So first up, we have David.
All right, David.
Shall I read David, or do you want to read Dave?
Oh, you read him, because you read David.
Dave. So this is a story from Dave. I've called him Dave. His name's David, but let's go with Dave.
No, it's Dave. Yeah, it's much better.
I had planned a date with a lovely girl from Hinge, and we were meeting in a bar in Soho. She didn't have that many clear photos of her on her profile, but enough for me to know I liked the look of her. When I got there, I couldn't see her, so I waited for her at the bar. A few minutes later, a girl comes over to me and introduces herself as my date. I get us both a drink, and we talk for a couple of minutes before she says, "You are Phil, aren't you?" It turns out she was also meant to meet a date at the same bar, who I can assume looks similar to me. We laughed about it, and she went and sat down and waited for her date to arrive whilst I waited for mine to come. Thank God mine didn't arrive any earlier, as it would have been so awkward for her to see me buying another girl a drink. Dave, love the story. So next up, we've got a voice note. Dave, I'm going to be honest with you. The way that was going, I thought there was going to be more to it. And I did think you were going to say that actually you ended up on a date with that girl. because actually, I feel like, I'll be honest with you, I appreciate the fact that you wrote that and sent it to us. But that is not the most exciting one we've had. And in the bumper pack, the fact that we said we were going to do a bumper pack, I feel like we've wasted 2 minutes. However, Dave, I appreciate it. Come up with another one and let us know if you ever saw either of them again. And actually let us know how the actual date went, that you went with the girl. Did you wish that the girl that you'd met and bought the drink first, would you rather go on a date with her than the one you actually ended up on a date with? How was her date in comparison to yours? Because you kind of left us hanging a little bit there, Dave, but thank you. So next up... It's all right, babe.
I've got nothing to add. Yeah.
Next up, we have a dating story. And this is a voice note from Melissa. Melissa,
don't let us down. Jesus.
Melissa, please give us more than Dave.
I was 29 at the time and working as a disability support worker. And one of my clients wanted to go on a cruise. She is almost completely blind, but that definitely does not stop her from having a good time. I was taking some photos of her at sunset at the back of the ship, and I turned around, tripped over her cane, and landed on this guy's deck chair. He and I connected really effortlessly and exchanged numbers and hooked up a little while after the cruise. I guess to cut a long story short, we are getting married this August and welcomed a beautiful baby girl last July. I wish I could explain, you know, all the things that had to fall into place for us to meet and to be in a place where we could be in love and make those future plans. But I'm really just bloody grateful I got on that boat. And I told him I was submitting this story. I was so excited and opened up Instagram and there's Pete talking about soggy tacos. So thank you for all the laughs and all the different perspectives. We absolutely love your show. Thank you. Bye.
Oh,
Melissa. Dave, that's how you fucking do it, son. Right.
That is, love story. That's a love story.
That is a love story. So you don't need to explain what fell into place because you fell into place and that's what made the story. And I love that. That's a great, congratulations on the baby and the birth and the marriage and all that sort of stuff. We like nice stories.
Do you know what's not, it is really great is that, you know, there's a lot of pressure.
Maybe on your wedding night, you can have a little soggy taco.
And that. I think it's lovely when this kind of situation does happen because there's a lot of pressure. You know, like at the moment, this is hot topic of manifestation, like manifest your dream man. There's so much pressure and like women will like sit there at night manifesting this fucking guy. And they go through all of this stuff where Melissa's just tripped up on a deck chair, fallen into his lap, which is maybe something was manifested or whatever, but it's just so more organic and natural. And those things do still happen. It's not just the fairy tale on TV. It does happen.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It does happen. And some things are just meant to happen. Some things are meant to happen. And I genuinely do believe that. So it's a really good point for anyone listening. It doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, you could meet the love of your life at any fucking minute.
Boom!
Any minute. You could meet him at any minute. I know people go out to bars to meet people and do all that sort of stuff, but you could literally just stack it on a boat and meet the love of your life who you now want a kid with. That is how life can change in a moment. And that's the most beautiful thing about life.
Thank you, Melissa. You've made me feel better about our dating advice and stories. We are going to move on to now Louise. She's got something. She's. I'm going to read her.
She wants some advice.
She does want some advice.
Get your advice hat on.
I love doing this. So,
do it for me. Advice hat. Put it on.
Advice hat. It's on.
Advice hat is on. It's taking it off again. Put it on. Leave it on.
Oh, on. Okay.
If you could read the story like that with the advice hat on.
Okay, so I've been dating my partner for 7 months and I recently went to his parents' house to meet them for the first time. It started off really well and I was getting on with his mum and his dad amazingly. When my boyfriend and his mum were out of the room, his dad turned to me and told me his son is a lucky man and that if he was 30 years younger, he'd definitely be interested in me. I was in complete and utter shock. Luckily, my boyfriend came back in the room so the conversation didn't continue. I don't really know what to do. I've been thinking about this a lot and wonder whether I should tell my boyfriend. I'm not sure how he'd react. I'm scared that if I keep quiet, his dad might make more creepy comments to me. Help. Oh, shit. This is a fucking good one.
Well,
mm-mm-mm.
I personally,
go on.
I wouldn't say anything.
Because it's the first time. I would just, yeah.
It could be a miscommunication. He might have thought he was trying to be nice and it came across creepy and a bit weird. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
First time I wouldn't. I mean, I've been in situations where I've definitely questioned people's family's intentions and, you know, comments. You're like, really? If you just said that to me, that's fucking odd.
Yeah, I remember this time where someone's mum was sucking me off and I was like, she definitely shouldn't be doing this.
It's a bit odd. It's crossing the line. Don't suck each other's dicks. Like, don't do it.
Well, I didn't suck her, did it?
But maybe the first time is there's an allowance and then the second time is when you bring it up, you know?
Yeah. I just think don't say anything unless there is more that goes further. Because if it goes further, then that is...
You've got to say something for many other reasons, but also you're then being deceitful towards your partner because I'd want to know if my fucking parents were making weird little comments to my new boyfriend, I'd want to fucking know about it because that's my future. Like, as much as I adore my family... Do you know what I mean? Like, why are you making these comments? It's very, very weird. I'm not taking away. I think that is a weird comment, but I've also had a boyfriend's mum say to me, I would marry my son if I was single and I was 30 years younger because he's perfect. I think I've told you this before. Yes. If she took away the I'm single part, I would have been like, oh, she's a doting mother. You know, I'd marry my son because he's perfect. Still weird. But the fact that you'd like really thought about it and gone, but if I was single and I was not my age and I was yours, I would marry my son.
I'm going to put this down to the dad trying to be nice, trying to make a good impression and getting it completely wrong and sounding like a creepy fuck. If, however, he continues to make weird things, then yes, you should definitely tell the son, because let's say you things did work out and you ended up with this person, it gets weird. He should know that.
Yeah.
But not at this moment, I don't think. I think it needs to be worse than that for you to be able to bring it up, because it is a bit of a weird one. Because if someone said that to me about my dad, I'd instantly get so embarrassed that I'd get very defensive and I'd go mad at my dad and be like,
this is the
fuck you doing?
Yeah.
When actually it might just be a bit of confusion and a bit of he said the wrong thing but didn't mean it that way. If he continues being creepy, then yeah, then say thank.
Yeah, and you just got to be really diplomatic in the way you say it, because you don't want to come across, oh, it's a hard
you
one. Anyway,
yeah, you don't want to be called, yeah.
So let's find out. Do you know what, Louise, if he makes any more creepy comments, can you...
We want to know.
Definitely, because I'd quite like to hear, you know, it's quite good to hear other people's opinions on it. And I want to know this kind of shit he's saying. I quite like this one. This is so much better than Dave. Sorry, Dave. But moving on. Mike, voice note. Let's go.
So I once dated this girl. We had 3 or 4 dates. It was all going really well, getting on really well. And then she invited me back to her house after being out for a few drinks one night. So I went back, stayed the night. And then about 4 o'clock in the morning, woke up to the most disgusting smell you'd ever imagine. Having had a check around and then lifted the covers up, I noticed that there is shit all over the bed. And I mean all over. Now, first thought that enters your head is, fuck, please do not let this be me. So having checked myself over and give myself a quick once over, it's not, thank God. But then you're left with the awkward situation of, oh, it's her. So... two thoughts enter my head. Do I A, wake her up and then say, sorry, love, you know, it appears you've shit the bed here, and have that embarrassing situation from there on in? Or do I quietly get dressed as quickly as possible and scarper out the front door? Now, rightly or wrongly, I chose option B. And then, safe to say, nothing ever happened after that. There was no good morning text, you know, sorry I shit the bed last night, etc., etc. 9 years later, still haven't heard from her. And then the thought enters your head of, I wonder what her friends think happened to that. So, oh, what happened to that nice guy you were dating? What went wrong there? She's probably then told them that I shit her bed. So every one of her friends probably think now that I'm a shitter.
Mike, what?
Mike, you fucking bullet home, son.
Awesome. Also, what a great voice. That's a really entertaining voice, like he works in radio or something.
Just about to say, Mike, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah,
he sounds
Mike.
Like he works in radio. Mike, come and fucking join us. We can be the Three Musketeers.
Mike, I love this story too much.
That's a great
story. Your mate is in the background laughing. I like him too.
My favourite part of this story is the immediate thought is, did I shit the bed? So I gave myself a check over.
Yeah.
I mean...
know. God bless. But you would, wouldn't you? You would go, shit, is literally shit, is it me? Did I do this?
I fucking wouldn't, because I would know if I'd shit myself. I'd be like, she's fucking shit herself. Dirty fuck.
If you're about to wake someone up and say to them, mate, did you shit yourself? You do have to check yourself first, because otherwise
I've got two things to this. Now, part of me in my head, because I like really awkward situations, would, and thinking about it, because it's not happened to me, would want to wake that person up and go, morning, excuse me, you've shit yourself. I just to see the reaction, and because I just think it would be amazing. However, I would do exactly what Mike did there, and I would just quietly leave.
I would 100%.
If that was actually me, that's exactly what I would do. However, hearing someone else tell the story, I want to know what her answer would be. I want to know what she would say. I would want someone to explain to herself. I'd want to sit down at the end of the bed and go, morning. Do you want to explain?
Hang on, you'd wait till the morning, shit. So you'd lay in the shit until the morning?
No, it was the morning. He'd woke up, so he'd obviously been sleeping in the shit.
Oh, I thought he said he woke up at 4 a.m. or something and snapped this... Oh, okay. Maybe I just
so she'd
up.
Obviously, yeah. So, well, I'm, either way, there's shit everywhere.
There's shit everywhere, and it's definitely hers.
Mike, I absolutely love that story. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. We like them stories. Melissa and Mike, great. Melissa and Mike, great stories. We've learned a lot.
who's the guy? Mike, can you just tell us who the guy in the background was? Who's your mate? He sounds great too. I reckon he's got some stories.
Anyway, that is it for the end of the show. We are done for the day.
We are. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Do you know what, CC? I'm just going to put it out there that when our guests don't turn up because they have no work ethic and they are useless, I love it because it means I get to just talk to you.
I love the fact that we can just chat. It makes me happy.
You make me happy.
You make me happy every single time.
You make me happy.
Every single time. And I actually prefer just talking to you.
So do I. Yeah,
right, should we end now?
Yeah, shall we? Bye.
Yeah, okay then. Thank you, guys.
If you want to send us some more listeners' questions and stories, then please listen to today's show. Take note from Mel and Mike, not from Dave, and send us your stories by emailing the dating show at foobarradio.com. And again, if you didn't hear it earlier on, the dating underscore show is our Instagram, which is the home, the HQ, the hub of everything, the dating show. Thank you so much to Cece for being here. Thank you so much to our guests for not turning up. We preferred it without you. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Goodbye. Lots of love. Namaste.